I think the number one thing that keeps people from being successful is their fear. A whole bunch of different forms, you know. Sometimes it's about the people around you and how they'll perceive you, you know, because, you know, maybe you grew up in a household where, you know, things weren't accepted, or, you know, maybe your parents didn't accomplish things and then they put that kind of insecurity on you. These are the things that I feel like sometimes it prevents people from being who they want to be, because all it takes is somebody wanting to take a step, you know. And there are certain things that a lot of people in this world are sitting there thinking in their minds, and they're just not gonna do. Like, I used to always try to pull a lot of people and be like, you what, you can do this, you can do this. But the people that hear that motivation over and over again, sometimes they take that step. Some people just have it in them. Early, it just starts, and they just get in the muscle memory of just doing things. There's so many things in our lives that we're scared about, but we're still here. We made it past all these things, and if you fail, so what? You know, you start over, you do it again. But most people, that fear of failure is the thing that I think prevents them from, like, really, really being successful. And then also, it's like a lot of other things that are just difficult to do. You know, when you tell people the answer to success, it's a lot of hard stuff.
Let your success fill itself around you. Let it construct around you.
You got to work hard, right? Nobody wants to hear that. Everybody wants a shortcut, you know? Some people understand that. They appreciate the progress, you know? If you tell people right now, hey, if you want to lose this many pounds, this is what you got to do. There's no short solution. But every time, there's still people out there selling whatever Herbalife treatment or whatever to try to get you the quick, short route, because people believe that, you know what, I'm going to do it the easy way. And there is no easy way. So when I tell people that, it's very blunt, it's very straight to it. You have to want to do it. But the best way I try to explain it is, like, you know, when you're chiseling on a rock, you know, you can chisel for a long time. And you can chisel 100 times, 200 times, 300 times, and it won't break. And then when you get to 5,000 times, it finally breaks. But all the work that you did is what made it break. It's not like you just, the last one just broke it, you know what I mean? It takes that, but sometimes people don't want to start that journey, you know? They don't want to get on the mission of, like, you know, becoming the best that they can be.
Move away from your past and move toward a new purpose, a purpose that gives you the success you've always wanted, the success that leads you to a future you deserve. Bring your life into the direction you want, the direction to change your perception, your perspective. This is the power you've earned. Don't let yourself be taken by one more mistake. Don't let yourself slip from one more wasted opportunity. Have the confidence to take action. Have the confidence to appreciate the decisions you make, to make every choice with the purpose to change, to improve. As a collective, a society, we all want similar things. We all want to succeed, to improve, to be better people. We all slip, but that's how life functions. That's the only way for us to learn. You can be more. You can have more.
I feel like we spend way more time in our own minds than we do talking to other people. Like, you really spend a lot of time trying to figure it out. There's all these thoughts that come to you, whether it's, like, you know, things around you, people talking to you, people close to you, things you see, TV, whatever, and you're bringing in all these different things trying to figure out your path in life, you know? So I think it starts with having some, like, real understanding of what your strengths are. It's about being honest. You know, a lot of people just aren't honest with themselves. You're telling yourself this thing, but you like, there's so many people that say, oh, I'm gonna be an entrepreneur, I'm gonna do this. And if you really dive down into deep, they don't really believe it, you know? And that's okay, you can unlock that, but you have to figure out how to unlock it. There's a conscience that's sitting right here telling you this thing, and you try to brush it off. You have to be very honest with yourself. And then if you're not, that doesn't mean you can't succeed. It means that now you're very honest, and knowing you're not as good, then you can work on getting good. But if you think you're already good at it, you don't work on it. So I spent a lot of time just reflecting on, like, man, what am I good at? Like, I used to think, like, I'm going to the NBA. You know, I was unrealistic about it. You know, you start to see people that are way bigger, way faster, and you're not telling yourself the truth. You're just like, no, I'm going to the NBA. You start with doing what you're passionate about, right? Because there are a lot of people that are going through life right now trying to figure it out. Like, man, I don't know what I want to be. I don't know. Like, I was at that moment. It's not about money. I want to make it very clear. The money will come if you focus on passion, you focus on information and relationship, and I'm going to stand on the top of the mountain and sing that all day. And hopefully it has a real impact on people's lives, and I'm going to feel good about that. I'm not gonna feel good if I go to the grave as being the only person with the information and the money and I just had all this money. I'm gonna feel good if I'm able to impact a lot of people and that don't have access to this information and a good life, a quality life, and they have one. That's awesome. That makes me feel real good.
I think the true measure of wealth is happiness, right? Like, I really do. And that's not saying that I'm against money. I'm not against that at all. Because you gotta work hard, make your money, take care of your family, and be able to bless people. But I think it's a lot of people with so-called wealth, and they don't have joy and they don't have happiness, right? And I feel like joy, happiness, and peace is the most important things we can possess, right? And for most people, their material possessions, they feel are the most important. For me, when you got joy, when you got peace, when you got happiness, I think that's true wealth. Because you can't put a price on that. Having a purpose is that thing that makes us tick, that gets us up every day and gets us over the hump of opposition and adversity. And the reason that I champion adversity and opposition is because I think for the most part in life, people pretty much know what to do when things go right. Right? Like when things go right, they know how to feel, they know how to act, how to react. But it's when that opposition and that adversity comes and it creates a level of misunderstanding, right? Now the vision is blurred. Now you don't have clarity about what you're supposed to do. Now you question if your existence matters. And I think when you have a purpose, it's powerful because in the midst of the opposition, it makes you realize that you've been put here for a certain reason. You can be great, but you're living on reserve, right? You didn't empty the bucket, right? You didn't give everything you had to every aspect of your life. Like for most people, they're great professionally, but they end up becoming a public success, and behind closed doors, they're a private failure. Not because they don't have the talent or the skill set, they don't have the character, right? That they can apply it and be consistent in every aspect of their life and empty out everything they got to everything. Right now, one would say, okay, well, when do you tone it back, right? You find pockets to turn it back, right? Of course, you don't just give everything you got all the time, right? You get to a point where you learn to be efficient and effective in every aspect of your life. And for most people, it's not a problem of skill set. It's a problem of character. And empty the bucket is having the right character to be consistent and empty out everything you got in every aspect of your life. Either somebody is in the midst of adversity or just came out of adversity, or it won't be long before they head into adversity. So you need to be prepared either way. And so we all go through adversity, opposition. I think that's the thing that makes us all in common as people, right? No matter if you're from London, Atlanta, Florida, California, New York, like we're all going to go through something at some point or phase in our life. Right, and as cliche as it sounds, when the quote says, it's never about what happens to you, it's about how you respond to it. That's very true, right? But in the same sense, I think what's most important is when we go through something, what's the perspective that we have of it, right? Because for most people, when you go through something, the person's natural perspective is, okay, what did I lose, right? What happened to me? Like, I took a loss, right? People never look at it and say, okay, man, tell me, what did you gain? Right? Even though I know it hurt, you didn't want to go through it. But look at it in a way to where you can say, what's the lesson in this? Right? What would you say life is trying to teach you from dealing with this? And so when I went through it, my perspective was, okay, what can I extract from it to apply to other areas and aspects of my life that I feel can help other people? And I firmly believe the quicker you can shift your perspective from yourself to others when you're in the midst of adversity, the quicker you'll get through it, right? Martin Luther King has a quote that says, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing to help other people? Now, I'm not telling you to not acknowledge your pain. I'm not saying that. I'm not telling you not to say, man, I'm going through this and it's hard. I'm not saying that. I'm saying when you go through it, look at it, step back from the picture and say, okay, I'm dealing with this. 9 out of 10 times, there's somebody else that's either dealt with it or they're going to deal with something similar to this. And if I deal with it in the right way, I can use it to add value to lives of other people. Like, when we go through a situation and circumstance, it's easy to step back and think, man, I just went through this, and it's just my experience. I firmly believe when we go through things, it's for us to deal with it, get over it, and reach back over the hill to help another person. And a lot of times, like you said, when you're trying to work through it, you think, man, how can I help somebody? And I'm trying to get through it myself, right? And that's a great perspective, right? But when you get through it, right? Maybe you can't help them when you're in the midst of it because you're processing it. But when you get over the hill, I think it's important and I think it's vital that you reach back over the hill and help somebody that may be going through a similar situation, and you can share your values and principles with them, because that experience that we go through and we deal with, it's not just for us.